I only worked as a park ranger for 1 year, but I had an experience I'd like to share. I was on patrol one day, just doing my usual business not too far away from the ranger station. I'd only been doing the job for about 3 months, so really not too long, and everything was completely normal. Now, usually weird things can happen to me, but never really anything that I couldn't explain, so I felt fairly confident during this time. I had a couple of weird things to deal with, like people that thought they were missing and stuff, but it was basically just hikers that had got lost and I had no issue helping them back. One of the big dangers while you're in a park like this one, a national park, is you can get dehydrated very easily and not really realize it, so it's important that you always have water, and I always had water with me. The only annoying thing that ever really happened was I managed to burst my camel pack and it leaked all down my back. At the time I was terrified because I thought I was bleeding, but this was a different story and not what happened on one particular day. So I'm on my patrol like normal and I feel fairly confident. I haven't done the job for too long, but it seems to be picking up lots of different things, and all of the other rangers at work here are very helpful and friendly. Now I have to patrol a certain area and I get to the first checkpoint. When I get to the checkpoint, I can hear music playing. It sounds very faint, but I check my phone quickly, to which makes me realize that there's nothing playing from my phone. I quickly feel around in my other pockets, thinking maybe I've got someone else's phone by mistake, but there's nothing. I then throw the pack on the ground and I realize it's not coming from me, so that raises the next question: where is it coming from? I remain still for a moment and I can hear an old music box being played. Now it's really weird, it sounds relatively powerful but kind of far away, but I really can't tell the direction. This is really bizarre and like nothing I've ever experienced before. I managed to convince myself that maybe somebody had left one out here and I should try and find it. I managed to eventually coordinate roughly where the sound should be coming from, and it's in the direction I need to go regardless, so I head off. While I'm walking, I realize that something just feels different now. Not like I'm in danger, but almost like I'm out of my body, if that makes sense, like I've gone into autopilot. I walk for a good 5 minutes and realize that the sound hasn't stopped. It's really strange. I look up and I can see some kind of strange white light just coming through the tree line up where I think the sound is coming from. It's weird because it kind of looks like sunlight, but too bright and white to be that. And it's actually hurting my eyes. Now it's strange because this seems to move off, completely unnatural to sunlight or other things it should be here. And I knew it was real because it was so bright that it kind of left the trail in my vision as like a green colour. You know if you ever catch a reflection or laser in your eye, it kind of burns for a few seconds, just like that. So I was certain something was there. So I continue after whatever this was. Now the sound continues and continues, and I don't ever seem to get closer to it. I literally took off half my clothes at one point just to check there wasn't anything on me, because that would be absolutely hilarious if it was on me, but there wasn't anything. And the sound seems to vanish and all is normal. So, I ended up finishing my shift for the rest of the day and heading into the cabins where I was actually sleeping. Now I managed to forget about what I heard that day. However, halfway through the night, I hear that same sound again. Convinced I was dreaming, I rub my eyes, and then the adrenaline hits me and wakes me up. That wasn't coming from my head. There was the sound again. I quickly get up and run to the window, just in time to see some kind of light just off in the porch. It's really bizarre. Nothing should be around now, and we don't have any lights on where we're sleeping. Thinking maybe it's one of the other rangers, I quickly go over to the radio and wake up my buddy in the next one over, I say, did you see that? My body's very confused, and from the tone of his voice, I can tell that he's just woken up. And I say, give me 1 minute, and I go outside. As I go outside, I can't believe what I see. There's a very small, ancient-looking music box just sitting on the porch, still playing its song, just like before. I'm confused out of my mind, and probably just being relatively delirious from waking up. I go off to investigate what the light is, which I know is very stupid. I look around and I can't seem to find anything. And then, I can see it again, just illuminating some of the trees, moving at a slow pace, and I follow after it. Now when I sprint after this thing, it doesn't pick up pace, it just seems to be at the exact same speed and distance to me. It's really hard to explain, but it's weird. I thought maybe it was some kind of hiker out of their mind that was playing tricks on me, but every time I seem to get closer to this thing, it just kind of vanishes through the trees, and what's really bizarre is the way it moves. It doesn't make sense how it kind of drifts through the trees. Now my common sense kicks in. The next thing I realize is that I have to turn around and immediately start sprinting in the opposite direction. After about a good 4.5 minutes of running, I make it back and my other ranger friend is there with a coffee. He says, what were you doing? I explain what happened and he looks at me very confused. I then point off in the distance and he goes very pale. I say, what's wrong? And he says, do you see that light? I say, yeah, I just chased it. He said, I've seen this before. And he quickly goes inside and tells me to follow. He slams the door behind and turns on all the lights in his cabin. He then tells me that he's seen this light before, and he says to me, did you hear the music? At this point, the penny dropped, and I feel very scared. I say, yeah, I did, that's why I investigated. I thought you put the music box out there. He then looks at me and says, no, of course I didn't, I was asleep. And now the fear takes over. He then tells me that he's seen the exact same thing 2 or 3 times before over the last 6 months, and he still has no idea what it was. We then realize that the music box should still be outside, and we quickly open the door and head out again to investigate. We look to the exact spot where it was before, and it's not there. I say, no, this can't be possible, it was literally right there on the porch. And my friend looks at me and says, don't worry. I start frantically looking around and I can't find it anywhere, and my friend can't either. We ended up staying up for another 2 hours just trying to find this box thing, but we can't find it. And there's no more music. We both looked off into the woods and we can't see any more light now. We decided that we should just stay in one person's cabin for safety reasons. And we start sharing ideas of what this thing could have been. I'd hate to admit it, but I kind of think it was some kind of alien, I tell my friend, and he's leaning more towards the fact it could be something more normal, but it doesn't make sense. There's no reason that it should have been so bright, or bright enough to have hurt my eyes, but why would it have been playing the music box? It doesn't really make sense. Neither of us can account for where that music box gone, and we decided it couldn't have possibly been anybody else because we're the only guys out here, and of course we would have seen or heard them, but how could anybody be this far out? How would they have possibly known their way around the tall trees, and how could they have moved so quickly without disturbing any of the ground? That's the weirdest part for me. I don't know whether somebody or a group of people followed me out there, and they had some kind of really bright lantern or something, but it just doesn't make sense to me. The entire situation was just off, and that night was actually what made me change careers. Mind you, I couldn't do it as quick as I wanted. I still had about another 10 months left in the tank before I was able to actually leave, but I requested to leave that area, and thankfully it was granted. I never did go back to those cabins, and I never really spoke to that friend much afterwards, so I don't know what else happened. One thing I do know is that there's something out there in those woods that shouldn't be there. And for as long as I live, I'm never gonna forget that song and that light that burnt my eyes.